Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Bird Chirp Podcast. I am your host today, Elijah Hickman, Michael Martin. What are you looking for?
I ain't on.
You're not on?
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, I can hear myself. Can't hear yourself in your headphones?
Uh-uh.
Either of them?
Well, hold on.
No.
So the headphones fucked up.
Okay, great.
Sorry.
No, you're good. It doesn't matter.
I hadn't been able to hear myself the whole time, so
that one's fucked.
I hadn't been able to hear myself the whole time. I just figured it wasn't on, and I was like, whoa. But if you think we're going.
Can you hear yourself now? Okay, cool. Okay, well, this is episode 50. Micah Martin's here, as always. We're going to call Marvin towards the end of the episode to do our Super Bowl pick'ems. But before then, what you been up to?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nah. As stated last podcast, me and my boss ended up going out there to his place it's near Possum Kingdom, if you know where that is. In Tejas.
Which is a lake.
It is a lake. Yep. So we went, what was it, like Thursday and Friday?
Yeah.
Hunted Thursday night. We ended up calling. So our first stand that we made, we called for all of a minute and a half, I think is what the call was at. That's what I really like that about your call,
mm-hmm.
is how it tells you at the bottom. So you don't have to, like, guess. It's like, I don't know. I think we've been going for 5 minutes because, I mean, if you're calling it coyotes, it's like 15 minutes. If nothing shows up in 15 minutes, like,
right.
They
ain't
coming.
No.
They're not here. They're not in earshot kind of deal. So it was like a minute and a half, and this female just come, like, running out. She got to, like, 70 yards, and we smoked her, and after that, we were like, well, that took a lot less time than expected.
What do we do now?
I was expecting that to take about 15 minutes, and then we were gonna, like, cook steaks and stuff, and he was like, well, I guess let's just get an early jump on these steaks. I was like, yeah, I guess I'm hungry. And so that's what we did. We ended up making steaks. It took like, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes. We called that dog right after sunset. It was like just finally completely dark.
You're probably up on them pretty close.
Yeah. And so then we go make steaks, and then we kind of come back, and we call it the same spot. And we're calling, it's like 5 minutes, and three dogs show up, and they stop at like at a fence row, like 400 yards away. And where we were sitting on the west side of things. Yeah. So we were sitting on the west side of things, and they were on the far east side of this field, which is probably anywhere from 400 to 500 yards away. And so from there, they head straight north about 100 yards to the kind of corner of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then they head on the fence row towards us.
Okay.
So then they head straight west. So now they're coming to the northwest corner of this field. And they just, like, they never crossed the fence. They were eager, but, like, right here, they were probably 250, 300. It's like, yeah, we could have shot them, but we would have had one shot, and they would have ducked right in the woods.
Yeah.
And so we didn't end up making anything of that. Also, partly because the entire time that that's happening, there's a feeder probably about the shot's only 100 yards away, but the animals has to walk out like 150 yards of this feeder.
Mm-hmm.
And so while all this is going on, there's a big pig walking to the feeder, And he's like unfazed by the call. So I was like, well, I guess I'm going to keep it going.
Yeah.
And so this whole time he's walking in the feeder, and about the time that these dogs get here and they finally, like they've been sitting here for like 30, 45 seconds, not coming in at all. I tried a different sound, pup howls, didn't want any part of it. I was like,
yeah. All
right. So we switched over this pig, 3-2-1 to the pig. And it was a big pig. I wanted to pop its noggin off and European it, but it had a broke tusk on one side.
Mm-hmm. But
he had some cutters.
Did he?
They were large. That's what I wanted to, but then I saw that one was no longer in existence. And yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'm not worried about it. It doesn't help that, so we shot that pig, and then like, as pigs do, he was probably like somewhere between 200 and 250, like just massive pig. Took both me and Finley to get him up in the side by side. And it was a struggle. So classic pig fashion. I mean, he dropped and then did a couple circles, and I was like, I really want to put another in him. And he was like, nah, Finley's like, nah, I think he's dead. We're good. Well, then we watch him stand up and then, kind of start running away. And then like 20 yards away, he like just nosedives and he's just running with his like back feet, mm-hmm. and his face is in the ground.
Not what you want.
No, not what you want at all. And by that time, the gun that I had was shooting with is a SCAR. I'm like very unfamiliar with that platform.
Sure.
And so I had shot one more time at him, and I don't know if I just missed or what, but then the gun jammed, and I didn't have a headlamp on or anything like that. So I'm like trying to get my phone out, figure out what's right. going on, and it's not what are we doing. And Finn's got a 223 AR, and he's just like plucking away at his pig. The pig gets to the fence row and dies about the time that I get everything
sorted
situated
out. Yeah.
Finally. And I was like, good Lord. What the problem was I couldn't find the charging handle.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
They're like,
it makes it a big difference.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's like on an AR, you know, it's like right there on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on a SCAR, it's like up almost on the barrel.
Yeah.
And it's like way up here. So I was unfamiliar, and I was looking for it and couldn't find it and was confused out of my mind.
Yeah.
But anyways, pig died. And then we were like, all right, well, let's hop in the truck and head to a new area. And so we did. It was like 20-minute drive over there and then 10 minutes walking through a field to get where we wanted to get. And I flip on the call, and not but like 2 minutes later, there's these two coyotes to the west of us again. But they're on the neighbor's property, and they have to cross a fence and a road to get to where we are. And
gotcha.
They got to the fence right by the road, and they were like, don't love it. Mm. And just kind of walked away. I was like, I don't know why they're being those dogs. Like, Finn says that they haven't called for coyotes in probably like 2 or 3 years. Who knows if somebody else is doing it, but
right.
They definitely kind of seemed a little educated. And I was like, these things are being
yeah. I mean, there's a good chance that somebody in the area is
calling for coyotes and stuff. But yeah. Nonetheless, it was fun. We had a fun night.
What was the wind?
Non-existent.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
They didn't. We were good wind, but it was only like 2 miles an hour.
Right.
We had good wind on both stands. It was out of the south on both stands. So they weren't
gotcha. Yeah.
Us if they were on the west side of everything. West or east side, whatever. But nonetheless, pretty fun. Oh, we ended up shooting a raccoon at some point. I can't remember exactly when.
Nice.
And then we got next day we got all his feeders set up, all his Tacticam cell cams, and he's been sending me pictures, so it's pretty cool to see. Pretty cool to see what's out there, because he's been in Colorado for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Starting up that company up there for the company. And so he hadn't been out there in like right. 3 or 4 years. So he's finally getting going and getting that back up and running. His brothers, one of his brothers hog hunts and coyote hunts a lot, but he has a buddy with access to like half of Texas kind of deal with the yeah. connections that he has. So it's like they rarely go out there unless it's like, oh, let's do a little day trip or something like that.
Sure.
Go shoot pigs. Just because the pig population isn't like crazy. Now, the caliber of pigs is pretty solid.
They chunky.
Yeah. Next time I go up there, I'm going to have to take a picture of the wall. It's nothing but like pig euros.
Really?
Yeah. And like large. I think the biggest one they have is tusks are like 3 inches or something. 3.5
Good
inches.
Good lord.
Like, yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, that's wild.
Sticking out of them.
I'll tell you.
The one that we shot was probably like, I don't know, 2-inch cutters or something like that. It's the biggest pig I've ever shot, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, nonetheless, that was super fun. Super, super fun. Kind of get spoiled when I go out there. The house is right there, and then they have... I forget which kind of thermals they have, but they have 3 or 4 rifles with thermals. I don't know where or what. I probably took this picture trying to mess with. No, the call's right there. I don't know when I took this picture, but that is the scar. See that charging handle's like way up here.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
I'm like trying to mess with something like right here.
Yeah, it's got that UGG boot on the back.
Didn't work. Yeah. But nonetheless, it was fun.
And yeah, then, that's pretty sweet.
Headed back Friday, and then Saturday we golfed.
Yep.
We lost money.
Yep. That's what happened.
That is what happened.
I was trying to look back through my pictures and see if I can remember what happened on Friday night. And
I know you didn't get home till like 3.
Yeah, if I'm being totally honest, I don't remember what I was doing.
Oh, I think y'all were playing cards somewhere. You know?
Marvin's
house, maybe?
Yeah,
wasn't at Nate's.
Yeah, we were playing Uno and then Texas Hold'em in Marvin's garage.
Nice.
Nate was working, and we were doing some stuff at Marvin's house, and we were just like, hey, anybody want to come over here? And so some people pulled up and stuff, and... Turns out I'm a pretty good Texas Hold'em player because the buddy's girlfriend that I was teaching how to play, I mean, we were all teaching her, but that we were teaching her how to play ended up winning. So
nice.
Yep. Yeah, and then.
I like Hold'em.
It's the best.
I play it on the airplane a lot because I think most time I have those screens and stuff.
Yeah. So.
It's a good pastime. It's fun.
So Saturday, I don't know, Wednesday or something, a buddy of mine. Had asked if I wanted to golf on Saturday, and I was like, yeah, sure. So he was like, well, how does, I think it was like an 11:40 tee time sound. And I was like, you know, I can do that, I guess. It's just kind of, that's all I'm going to really get to do on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of hoping for something a little bit earlier. And he was like, okay, let's do this 9:20. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I get home, I get in bed on Friday night, like, I think I finally laid down and like shut my eyes at like 3:30, and then so you called me at probably 8:40.
I called you first at 8:15 because I was like 15 minutes away from the course
mm-hmm.
and just wanted to see if you were up, if I should grab range balls for 2.
Right.
What was going on? Also hadn't heard from you, so I was like, he might be sleeping. And I was. Got no answer. I was like, he probably is sleeping. So I was like, well, I'll give him like 15 minutes. Maybe set his alarm for 8:30 and
sure.
You know, it's a 9:20 tee time. You get out the door by, for you, 9 o'clock, and you're still there
yeah.
with 5 minutes to spare. And so then I called you at 8:30 and you had answered. And I was like, oh, he was definitely asleep.
Yeah.
You know, you got woke up and talked half awake.
Yeah, Sarah was, like, pushing me in my back and stuff, and I was like, what? She was like, your phone. And I looked at it, and it was you, and I was like, ah, crap. And I didn't even really see the time, but you're like, hey, you up? And I was like, yeah, I'm about to walk out the door. And he was like, oh, okay, good deal. And like, you know, you didn't call me out or anything. And then I got 45 seconds later, I Snapchatted you, obviously still halfway asleep and half naked in the closet.
Yeah.
And you just laughed. But I got there. I had plenty of time. And I even stopped by QT to get me a couple of them quesadillas. Not quesadillas. Taquitos.
Taquitos.
So, yeah, I had plenty of time. And then, you know, the range was closed because it was wet and nasty and absolute garbage outside. 100% should have closed. Because 90% of their tee times were not booked. Mm-hmm. And the ones that were...
It was a sloppy slop fest.
Yeah, it was rough.
Breaking news.
What?
Nick Saban is officially a ESPN college football analyst.
Really?
Yep.
Good for him.
College game day and... Or ESPN's college game day football analyst.
Nice. Good for Nick. Good for Nick Saban. Not like he needs money.
He needs any more money. Right. He just needs something to do.
Yeah, he's just bored.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, you're good. So it was a
slop fest.
Yeah, it was a 2-on-2. We were playing 2-on-2 scramble. It was me and Micah versus one of my buddies and his other buddy.
Well, so we started the round, and I teed off first. This just happened to be that way, and I like hit a good drive, and I was like, oh, okay, perfect. Because the range was closed.
Yeah.
We did not get to do the range.
No.
I think you said that. Sorry. And so I was like, oh, perfect, you know. It was, I don't know what that hole is. Maybe 350 yards, the first hole.
Sure, something.
And it was just like a nice, easy, perfect, like 260, 270-yard drive. And I had like 80 to the pin. I was like, oh, this is great. And then everybody else behind me proceeds to shank their drives.
Yeah, mine was in the rough. I found mine.
You did. Everybody did find theirs. That is true. Just nobody else hit a fairway. And I was like, okay, Mike, good day. Good day for making money.
Yeah, we did play that whole out.
Yeah, I definitely did. I scored par.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
And so after that, everybody was like, all right, let's do a scramble.
Yeah.
Pick up the pace of play and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. I'm dialed.
Yeah.
That did not continue.
So my buddy who invited me, Mason, he was like, do you want to do a match play or do you want to do a scramble? And I was like, let's play the first hole and then see how things are looking and then we'll decide. So we get through that first hole and we're like, you want to do a scramble? He's like, yeah, let's do a scramble. So, okay, we're going to do a scramble. So, you know, we go throughout. It was just super, super sloppy. Obviously, cart path only, mm-hmm. which made everything go
even more slow.
More slow, and you know, but it was good. It was fun. Did lose some money on the 7th. So we get to the 16th hole, and we're down 5-3.
Something like that.
I think we're down 5-3.
Yeah.
So we need to win two.
Most of the holes we were playing, I mean, pretty even.
Yeah, I mean, we
obviously
parred.
Just 8 holes.
Yeah.
We were indifferent.
Yeah. So we get to, I guess it's the last three. Yeah, because we had to win two out of the last three
mm-hmm.
to tie.
Yeah.
Or if we went out, then we would have won. So we go in, we tie the 16th hole. Mm-hmm. We go to the 17th. Well, we lose the 17th hole, so we just can't win. So it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that point, we're like, okay, we lose the scramble play. What do you want to do? You want to do something fun on 18? And so we do, what do we do? Just another, just
$10 a player.
Yeah, and just straight up, just
straight up
stroke
golf.
Play. And then I challenged Mason to a long drive. And I was just like, all right, $20, you know, if I outdrive you, then I get $20, vice versa.
Yeah.
So we get up there, and we decided ahead of time we would both tee off for the ball that we were going to play the hole with, and then we would tee off for our longest drive second.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up there, I tee off, pretty good shot, and then he tees off, and then we got to do the long drive. So I hit my longest drive. I smoked it pretty good. It wasn't my best drive all day, but it was pretty good. And then he just he hooked this one and it smoked a tree. And he just goes, well, you won $20. And I was like, let's go. I didn't actually walk away $20 richer. It just offset some of my debt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it was good. It was really fun. Had a good time.
Yeah, it was. That's for
and
sure.
It actually, me and the final hole for who won 18 actually ended up coming down to Mason and his buddy, and they ended up going to a closest
playoff
to the green, yeah, on the chipping green. So it was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun getting back out there. Haven't swung a club in a long time, and so it felt good to get back out there. And ironically, I think I might have fixed a little bit of my driver's swing. I don't know. It felt good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and then Saturday, so I left golf, came straight home, changed, and then pretty much headed right back out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Went to, went and met Marvin and my buddy Ryan, and we went up to the Beaverton. We'll call it Beaverton.
Beaverton.
So we go up there, and, you know, whatever, some chit chat or whatever. And then we go, and it's time to, you know, take care of business. And so we're at the truck, and I've got my little thermal scanner. I'm just kind of looking around or something. And I'm like, oh, there's something over there. And it looked like a stray cat or something about that size. So I was like, oh, it might be a bobcat, whatever. So I'm looking. And then I, like, looked through my night vision on my gun, and I'm like, oh, that is a bobcat. And I was like, I've never shot one. I'm shooting this bobcat. And so Marvin's gun was in his tripod, and I didn't bring my tripod. So I was like, okay. I was like, Marvin, move your gun. He was like, what? And I was like, Marvin, I'm moving your gun. So I hand him his own gun. I take his tripod from him, and me and Ryan are looking at him at the same time at what we thought was a bobcat. He turns broadside, and we both go, oh, that's a coyote. I mean, we're literally, like, probably 20 feet from the porch at the truck. And we're like, oh, that's a coyote. And I'm like, okay, well, boom. Never heard impact or anything. We, like, look. We're like, So we kind of looked a little bit. And then later on we came back and looked and never found blood or anything. So I'm pretty sure I've missed. But
it happens.
From there, we looked a little bit and stuff. And then we were like, okay, let's go check out this whole beaver situation. So how it draws up on the map, it looks like it would be a perfect, perfect, perfect setup to shoot beavers. There's like a log that you could lay your gun on, you can post up, like, it looks like you'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
It was so difficult to really see anything. First of all, the weather was super weird. It was like just foggy or hazy enough that the thermals were real weird. Like, you could still see, but there was like no depth perception on. Mm-hmm. The thing that was really weird was, you'd look through the thermal and you'd be like, okay, it's right there. Like, I can see it. It's right there. And then you look through the night vision and there's so much stuff between you and it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all dead or basically dead. And so it's just really hard to pick up on thermal to begin with. And so we hung out at that one spot for a while and just, I don't know, probably 10 minutes and just didn't see anything. So we're like, you know what, let's just see if we can sneak up over this big tree, kind of where the slough kind of opens up a little bit. We get there, and then we're like, okay, we can kind of see something through this tree. And I'm looking, I'm like, man, that's got to be a duck. That's got to be some ducks. And I finally find it in the night vision, and I'm like, hey, you guys remember when I said it was a duck? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, I was wrong. They're like, do what? I was like, it's two geese.
Geese, yeah.
And so we're just hanging out and stuff, and there's here comes Mr. Beaver just swimming by, probably, I don't know, 50, 60 yards. Boom, boom. Nothing. I think we shoot out another one. And then this, the first one we kill, it is no joke. It's kind of swimming around the point that we're on. And it was no joke. It was probably 20 yards from me. And I mean, like, I was basically just looking at, like, his eye through my four power scope. I mean, it was close. And like you could hear impact and like, you know, he's sloshing around or whatever. The only downside to shooting him out of the water is, well, two downsides. One, now you got dead beavers in the water. Two, you can't retrieve them, yeah. Which is kind of the same thing. But unless we wanted to get out in a little bass buster in the middle of the night.
You need a dog.
Yeah. Well, the only problem.
Blue tick hound to get it.
The only problem with the. Yeah, that's true. The only problem with that, though, is if it's not like 100% dead, that dog's probably dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. We ended up shooting one more. And then we decided to go and try and call for coyotes for a little bit. We found a pretty good spot. I thought it was a pretty good spot. It's on like the back of the dam, and it kind of opens up into two little pockets and stuff. And, you know, I thought it'd be pretty good. We're calling, like, we'd already seen the one, and then we'd heard a bunch, you know, howling and stuff. And like, okay, well, they're out and about for sure. Well, turns out they're not, or they didn't want anything to do with us, because we didn't get any action.
What sounds were you playing?
I don't remember. Jackrabbits or something. Rabbit Brawl? I don't remember. Something. So we just didn't get any action or anything like that. And then we decided to head on back, and we went back and looked for that first coyote some more, and we decided to go check out another pond that also has beaver problems. So we went and checked out that one. No luck there. And then it was already late. It was probably, I don't know, it was probably 11, maybe. Probably 11. And we were like, do we go back in and try to maybe shoot another beaver off the big pond, or should we just lock the gate and head out? And we decided just to lock the gate and head out and stop by Whataburger on the way out and pretty much just got home. I slept most of the way home. And then...
Is that property north or south of the Whataburger?
North.
Okay.
And then we... just came home, and it wasn't too late. It was probably, 1:30 or so when I got home. Something like that. Sunday, didn't do anything. Just kind of sat around for a little bit until it was time to go to, ironically, Mason's engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
So went and did that. That was a lot of fun. Met some fun people. And then... Came home, changed, and went to my grandma's for dinner. So it was pretty cool.
Very nice.
Fun getting to hang out with everybody. Nothing really super exciting happened this week. I did go. So today's Wednesday. Yesterday.
Wednesday, my dude.
Huh?
It's Wednesday,
my dude. It is Wednesday, my dude. Yesterday, I drove almost all the way to Mike's house and picked up a Blackstone.
An electric Blackstone.
The electric boogie woogie. The electric Blackstone. It's the 22-inch.
A little perfect little size.
Yeah. My apartment's pretty strict on no open flames, which is kind of BS because
gas.
Well, from my balcony, I can see four propane grills, so yeah. Whatever. But
just can't have it on an elevated surface.
Yeah. I basically had, because I had thought about, oh, well, let me do electric and this and that. And I basically wrote it off because I was like, well, I don't want to spend, you know, $300-$400 on this thing that I'll probably get rid of and trade in for a gas one here as soon as I get out of this place. And I found a good enough deal on this one. So I was like, you know what, I'll just go ahead and get it. And even if I do get a propane one, this one can sit in storage and do nothing, or, you know, maybe be more of like a pancake griddle kind of thing for the counter, whatever. So,
aww, yeah.
So went ahead and got that thing. And then last night me and Sarah went and we got some fajita meat, which is off of your rec, and, got some fajitas, cooked some fajitas and rice and, stuff like that. So we got all that done. I definitely overcooked the feed of meat a little bit. Yeah. It was good. It was still good. It was just overcooked. Yeah. And I and it was kind of cold by the time we got to it. And so, like, you know, those are just things I got to work on is, like, cooking it less, timing maybe slower. And just timing everything out and stuff. So that's just my bad. It was good, though. But, yeah, that was pretty much my week up until now, I guess. I can't think of anything else I did.
Well, and so after our golf round, I went and I took the boat over to a buddy's he lives in Farmersville. And he knows how to weld aluminum.
Aluminium.
It's just very, very convenient for me because I don't want to spend a lot of money on the machine and the gases. And he does a lot of... They got a nice shop over there, and they do a lot of work on a lot of different things anyway, so they already have it all.
Right.
And so he is welding up some bow fishing light rails for me. He sent me a picture yesterday. It looked like he was already, like, halfway done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So he's definitely being a G about that.
Yeah, I
don't even know. I told him I brought the boat all the way over there, and I was just like, here, you know, I brought the boat and aluminum, man. Was like, I sent him, gave him a couple pictures of, like, I was like, I really like this look and I like this idea. I was like, whatever goes, and I was like, you do whatever you got to do, and I was like, I got, you know,
is it
couple stipulations. I was like, I wanted easy. On and off.
Okay, I was going to ask, is it being welded to the boat?
Oh, no, good Lord.
Okay.
That was easy on and off, and yep.
Functional.
Functional, easy on and off, and I was like, other than that, I do not care. However you see fit, just do it. And he was like, okay, cool. And so I have two lights on each side at the very back.
Two lights on each side or one on each side?
One on each side, okay. That's right. So one on each side on the very back. Three on each side on the front and one in the middle. The reason I'm only doing one in the middle is because my boat comes up to a kind of a point anyway. Not a point, but...
It's not square.
It's not square. It is square. The front of my boat
is
square.
Oh, it is square.
Yeah, the front of my boat is square. But it's only like 2 feet long. Two or three.
Wide?
Two and a half. Yeah, long.
Wide, yeah, it's probably two.
The curvature of the front end of the boat, it's like three on each side plus one in the middle is just what
works. That's just what you need.
I mean, you could fit two, but they'd have to be like side by side.
Yeah, and like how those three kind of curve towards the middle anyways, they probably bleed enough in the middle.
They do. So
one's probably plenty.
Nine total lights, nine 100-watt lights. So if we can't see, it's our fault.
Yeah, well, you know.
But nonetheless, it should be... an extremely, extremely fun year for the bow fishing.
Yeah, that should be pretty sick.
I was watching bow fishing videos today. There's a certain group of guys on YouTube, and they make some really killer bow fishing videos. They've won worlds, like, a handful of times out of the past 5 or 10 years. Some really expensive boats. Phoenix... If you know anything about bow fishing, Phoenix boats and Oneida bows, and they got the setup with both of those. It was actually one of the guys that they bow fish with is one of the ideas that I had for the bachelor party, but it's all the way in New Orleans, just south of New Orleans, actually. So, well.
Yeah, a little further.
Yeah. It's
than what we're going.
Not really.
Yeah, that's probably true.
1 hour.
Oh my gosh, is it really?
Yeah.
You're telling me we could be in New Orleans in the time that we're going to go to the shack?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Okay. Okay, Mike.
But
okay.
It was more expensive.
No, I'm not.
So it was... Plus, then we would have to visit New Orleans, and good God, I might get in trouble.
Yeah, we might not make it back.
Everybody might get in trouble in New Orleans.
That seems like such
New
a bad
Orleans
idea.
Is so sketchy, too.
It's one of the most dangerous cities in the
country. Yeah, I love it, and I love the food, and I love the culture, but there's a lot of stuff that goes down
debauchery.
In New Orleans. Yeah,
for sure.
But yeah, so drop the boat off. It should be. I mean, it'll probably be done Saturday, if not Saturday, then probably definitely Sunday.
Okay.
And then I'll be able to get lights on the next week, and I may be bow fishing Not this weekend, but the weekend after that. I might be.
Dang.
It'd be nice.
If it's going to be ready this weekend, we'll talk. We'll talk.
Don't after. Be ready this weekend.
By Saturday?
Like the rails will, but
oh.
The entire boat won't. Like all the lights won't be rigged and stuff like
no,
that.
No. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay, cool. But yeah, so I'm super pumped about that. And then on Friday, I actually ended up getting a bunch of lawn work done. Went and picked up a mower. And
yeah, so you got all that
stuff done.
All those limbs and stuff.
Yeah.
Sarah's home.
Ta-da. Yeah, we ended up, Jason and Lindsay were like, hey, if you want to bring them over here, we can have a bonfire. And I was like, mm-hmm, yep.
Sounds good.
Because I don't want to go pay however much it is to go dump them at the city.
Yeah.
So once it gets dry, I'll hopefully take them over there, which might be a lot longer than expected.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then still on the, go ahead. Did you have more?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. So my bad.
Monday, wedding meetings.
That oh, yeah. Yeah.
Long, but needed to be done.
Necessary.
Yeah. Everything's done, though.
Yeah. That's nice.
Most part.
Did you do anything yesterday?
Yeah.
What did you do yesterday?
I worked. I came home and I ate and went to sleep.
Oh, crazy. So
nothing fun.
The one thing that we have been doing is really the last week for like consistently, but kind of been on that marketplace grind. Not going to lie.
You have?
Both of us. Specifically boat.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically
yeah.
boat motors
yeah,
for,
yeah, yeah,
for
that's
my,
true.
My boat. Found a couple of good deals. Found a couple of maybe so deals. The problem is finding really what I need / what I want in budget within like 11-7 hours, you know? I mean, because like there was one in somewhere in Illinois
yeah.
that it was like, it was wow, that's great. Fantastic. I'm not driving, like 20 hours there
there's
and back.
In California.
There was one in California. I'm like, no, not worth
not
it.
Work. Not happening.
For that price, I just ship it, which
yeah.
that's also not an option.
More. Yeah, unless you want to spend another grand on shipping.
Right, so.
We might have found something, though.
Yeah, we might have found something in the works. It's not exactly what I thought I was going to end up with, but it might.
It's going to be nice.
It might be nice.
It'll be nice if you do.
Yeah.
It'd be a great little rig to do a lot of scouting and cover a lot of ground extremely fast.
Well, efficiently.
And quietly.
Yes. Yeah, that's also true. That's also true.
The mud motors, they're slow and they're loud.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing is, that's really what we need is, I need to get an outboard.
A fast, quiet boat.
Yeah. So we can do that. I'm getting some mad
some
shade
getting
from the old
some
wifey.
Looks. It's
What's
not
up?
Like we're spending any money. We're just spending it and then selling something we got to make all the money back.
Right. Okay, well, she's probably not that happy. Anyway, okay.
Welcome to my life.
This is my life.
I had to... Oh, I forgot to say. Me and Maddie went furniture shopping. I had to buy her... couple $1,000 worth of furniture because I spend so much money. She's like, you never buy me anything nice.
Ooh,
you never
Lord.
Buy the house anything nice. So I ended up buying the house something nice and her something nice.
Ooh, Lord.
She got the fan. I bought her the fancy stuff, too. The electric up and down.
The electric slide?
Oh, two of them.
Cow.
A couch and a love seat.
You had to remortgage your house. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. Currently have two Facebook things on mind, both in completely opposite directions.
Mm-hmm.
Not
one is very west and one is very southeast.
Yeah, they're both just like super inconvenient to get to. Mm-hmm. One, mm-hmm. One, the boat motor might be kind of convenient ish, but we'll see. We'll see how things play out. What do you got planned going on this weekend?
Depending on what the boat does. I mean, if I get the boat back Saturday, She might be ready to rock and roll by Sunday.
We go. Go out Sunday night.
You got a generator?
Yeah, but it's heavy.
Where's that?
My grandma's house.
How many watts
house?
Is it? Running watts?
It'll run at 6,500.
Jeez, that's a huge generator.
Yeah, I mean, that's what when everything froze up in 21,
yeah.
plugged Marvin's house grandma's house into it.
Oh, my Lord.
And our house. I mean, like, that thing will...
I believe it.
Yeah. That thing's stout, bro. But it's also huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big. I mean, it would technically work,
yeah,
but
no
it's going to be more than what you want to deal with.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's for sure.
I need a... That's the next piece of the puzzle. It's like, once I get everything done, I need a generator. But that's a $600 piece of the puzzle, and it's just like...
Yeah.
It's hard to buy items that inconveniently expensive.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's at that awkward price where it's like, I don't need to, like, save for this, but it's like...
But it's too much for me just to be like,
just
well,
be like,
I'll just grab
impulse
one.
Buy.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a long, drawn-out, processed purchase, but it's like, yeah.
And it's enough that you, like, definitely want to make sure you research it and
get
really
the
get
right
the right
one. And yeah, because it's like, we're not just buying it for the boat, we're also buying it to have one.
Right, because,
I mean. It's like, I only need 900 watts for the boat, but it's like, we might as well buy the super quiet, compact 2,500-watt one because
right.
it's better.
Yeah, that generator that I have, it'll get up to...
Is it a Predator or a Honda?
It's old. Yeah. I want to say it's something electric or something, maybe. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Westinghouse
electric. Yeah, I don't know. It's older.
Yeah.
But it'll get up to
8,500. One of those two.
It'll get up to 8,500. It'll run, like, just idle and run. Not idle, but, like,
yeah,
run.
It's normal running watts or 6,500.
Yeah. So, which is a big old boy.
Yeah, no doubt. That is large.
But we were actually working on it on Sunday. It had some bad gas in it, and so we were trying to get it running. I mean... It just pretty much just had to be drained and carb cleaned and stuff like that, but it's fine.
Tell you what, my future father-in-law has a compact Honda generator, 2,000-watt.
Mine does or yours
Mine.
Does? Oh, I was like, how would you know that?
Oh, well, he does. I might be able to borrow his.
Yeah, if you're ready to roll, you could just borrow it. Borrow it for the weekend and then, or borrow it for, you know, however long and then just go get one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably be the way to go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. We'll have to see about that.
Yeah.
We'll have to see about that. We might be killing fish this weekend.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, Saturday, my plan is Saturday. Might go to Beaverton on Friday night. Very so, like, it very, like, not even penciled in.
Yeah.
It's just a thought I had just cause that's the only time I'm going to be able to go.
Mm.
Saturday, I'm going to spend most of the day trying to break in that rifle cause I haven't done it. And getting that thing straightened out and just ready to rock and roll. And then we're going to a concert, on Saturday night. And then Sunday is hopefully I can go and, like, fill a feeder and do some camera stuff and just stuff like that that, like, has needed to be done for a while that I've put off and put off and put off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday night. So, you ready to talk about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you can tell how much I care about it. Might be bow fishing instead of watching it. Don't care.
Don't care.
No, I just
let me see if I can get Marvin on here.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, do you want to talk about the Super Bowl real quick? Have you also been seeing the trash talk been going around? First of all.
No.
Did you see what Brock Purdy said? Chirp back at Cam Newton.
Oh,
said,
I did see all that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was hilarious. Absolutely put that man in a grave.
Yeah.
They're both true, I think.
I mean, yeah, but like...
I don't know if he's the 10th best player on his team. Good Lord.
Well, he said like basically he said I would be the 10th best player, like, you know.
Said that Brock was like the 10th best player on the team, correct?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Brock turned back and was like, "Hey,
there's 32 quarterbacks.
NFL quarterbacks and you're not one of them."
There's like 90.
Yes, that's what it is.
Cuz each team has at least 3. Generally,
yeah. There's
32 starting quarterbacks. I think is what he said.
Yeah. There's like 90.
And you're
something.
Not one of them.
Yeah. There's like 90 something quarterbacks in the league, and you're not one of them.
Yeah. I think he said there's like 92 rostered quarterbacks, and you're not.
Yeah. Right. The other thing that
is fair, but
which
this is true. Yeah. And he also had his run, and he didn't do anything with it. So
I mean, he made a Super Bowl. He just got absolutely.
Did he win?
No,
they played terrible.
Well, so did Peyton Manning, but Denver's defense just absolutely rocked the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was that one play. I guess like the fourth quarter, Cam had pretty much given up, but yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy isn't the best quarterback. And so, like, yeah, Cam had room to talk, but also he had room to talk as a NFL analysis or whatever his job title is.
Right.
But as a like smack talking aspect, it's like, you really can't back this up.
Right.
You're no better.
In Cam's defense, there's also a ton of analysts that have never touched a football.
Yeah.
They're not being clapped at back.
That's true.
Right. Right. But
I think Cam would admit it. He's not an NFL quarterback. He didn't make it or kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know if that's true because he's bounced around from team to team the last couple of years, and he's like, he's still trying to be a quarterback. He's
not
just
anymore.
Bad. Well, yeah, I guess he did like retire kind of.
Yeah. He's done. Not that he accepted it.
Yeah. I mean, I just like
that. Who knows? I mean, those teams may have called, he may have been done personally. And they called, "Hey, you want to give it a shot?" And he said, "Yeah, why not? Let's try it."
Yeah. I just think it – have you seen the meme that's like – it's like, wait, who's the backup for San Francisco? Oh, right, Sam Darnold. Wait, isn't Sam Darnold the guy who replaced Cam Newton in Carolina? And it's like, yeah, funny you mentioned that.
Yeah. And this may all be biased, or just a little biased for me, because I like Cam more than Brock, just as a – I don't know, person.
You like Cam Newton more than
I like. I've always liked Cam Newton.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard you right.
Yes, yeah. I've always liked Cam Newton. Come out of college, I wanted to see him do good.
I don't have any problems with that statement. I dislike them equally. I don't care.
I think his fashion choices are stupid, but at the same time, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I think sometimes he does talk out of his butt, but besides that, I mean, most professional athletes.
What analyst doesn't?
Right. What I was talking about was back when he was a player. He just tried. I mean, I don't know, but I mean,
yeah.
Every pretty much every athlete. Right. Yes. He's a big personality.
Yeah. I mean, I'd compare his personality kind of to like Baker, in a way.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. I see. Just understand.
And I mean, everybody loves Baker and wants to see him do good.
Right.
Because he's slightly more, he's better and more successful ish.
Yeah.
Ish than Cam was.
Yeah. I think as far as like a personality goes, I think probably big personality, flashy, like that whole deal, but also like not being reserved, but like being mindful of not saying dumb things and, you know, stuff like that. Like, I feel like that's very hard to find because, I mean, you know, you have people that are big and flashy like that. And a lot of times they'll say something stupid and get themselves in trouble or whatever.
Right.
Somebody that comes to mind is Brandon Phillips that played for the Reds for a long time in baseball. Mm-hmm. He was a big personality, flashy, you know, was big spotlight guy. But I don't ever remember him, like, really saying or doing anything to really get in trouble or anything mm-hmm. like that. And yeah. he very, very well may could have. I just don't remember it. But, you know, that's something that you don't see a whole lot is kind of that combination. They don't really go hand in hand all that time. So right. when it does happen, it's kind of a special deal.
Yeah, a lot of times you're, like you said, flashy and stuff like that don't end up translating into a great on-field.
Yeah.
Right. Or off-field. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, both, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
Pick'ems?
Yeah. Marvin?
Pick'ems.
This is the worst one yet.
Yeah.
Because I don't necessarily want either of them to win.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of hope they both lose.
I wish that was an option. I do hate one group of people a lot more than I hate another, so that's kind of what I'm going off of.
I agree. That's the only thing throwing my pick. Because I'm going to pick Kansas City.
Yep. Wait, what?
Just because...
Wait.
You'd rather... What? You're picking Kansas City to win?
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay. I figured... Well, no, I mean, that's fine. I
just told
the way
you said
you,
okay.
Yeah, the way you led up to that, I assumed you were saying you hate the Chiefs fans more than the 49ers.
I don't care about the fans. As a Cowboy, I hate the 49ers.
That is true.
Yeah, I just thought you were talking about, like, them as a whole, that you hate the Chiefs more, I guess.
No. There's probably not an NFL team that I would like to see unsuccessful. Well, there's not another team I would like to see not be successful over the 49ers. If that made any sense.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
Except for maybe one team.
Who?
The Steelers. But
that's kind of how I thought. The Steelers, I mean, yeah. I mean, the Packers keep giving us trouble in the playoffs, but besides that, they're pretty irrelevant.
Yeah, I'm speaking just more of a personal ish. One of my good buddies growing up is a big Steeler fan.
There you go. That'll do it.
So I've grown up talking crap about him to him, and just this has been his, you know, what it is.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that would do it.
Well, I would also, for his sake, love to see them do good.
Right. Yeah, so it's kind of like, bittersweet.
Yeah, kind of a double-edged blade.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be sword.
Sword of the blade.
Yeah, okay, well, technically. Yeah, that's not the pick. Oh, I know. That's not the pick I thought you were going to make, but it is the pick you have made. And
yep.
What do you got, Micah?
Yeah, I got the 49ers.
Yeah.
Really can't stand the whole Taylor Swift and, what's the other chick's name?
Brittany.
Yeah,
Rose.
Yeah, that one. And then,
oh Lord.
That other human being that's related to Patrick.
Jackson?
Yeah.
Jackson.
I really can't stand that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole Taylor Swift deal and. It's good marketing.
Yeah,
it's good
marketing.
Business. But I
you
just
know,
keep it out of the football. Yeah.
Bring up the Taylor Swift thing. I saw somewhere. Yeah, everybody says there's too much of her on TV during the games.
Yeah,
yeah.
They tallied up a whole like, at most like 35 seconds a game of her being on screen.
Sure, but I will say they do talk about her a lot.
They talk about her a lot. She gets a lot of media coverage after the game and
before
too.
The game. I don't know.
Before and after. But also,
yeah.
Who else is getting 35 seconds of
a game?
A game of media coverage every game.
Like I don't even think
Jerry Jones? I mean,
yeah,
that's the next guy
I mean,
probably.
Yeah, I don't even think Brittany Mahomes was getting that much.
No, not before Taylor. Right. No way.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
No,
I mean,
no other individual, aside from the game, gets that much coverage. So it's like, yeah, sure, it's only 35 seconds, but it's 35 seconds a game.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, and I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just thought that was kind of – I never thought about how much time it actually was.
Right.
Yeah. Not much at all.
Once you see it, it's 35 seconds, you're like, yeah, okay, well – and then it's like, okay, well –
But just going off of what you see online, people hating it so much, you would think it was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. You would.
Well, the other thing that, like, you know, it's like, yeah, it might not be that much, but it, you know, it gets so much attention that – what's his name? Al Michaels? Al Michael? Is that the guy they – I think they reinstated him.
What is the guy's name?
Is that the guy who made the comment about her being a sideshow or whatever? And they, he basically said something on the air and then he got ripped from the playoffs broadcasting. But
that's funny.
Did you, so a little bit of probably unfortunate news, but like Patrick Mahomes' dad.
Yeah.
Just see that?
This is his third one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, did you see the, well, an alleged comment? I haven't, like, fact checked this or anything. I did see it on Instagram, and it looked very official, but a lot of things look official these days. He allegedly said, if you had to deal with Brittany and Jackson, you would have three DUIs, too. That's,
that is rough.
I've seen it two or three different times now, and I haven't fact checked it, but. That's what it said. And I'm not saying that he said that. I'm saying I saw a post.
Allegedly.
That said that.
Allegedly. Yeah. Yeah. No, I did see that he got it on a DUI in Dallas.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. Because that goes along with my point of really not liking anybody that is in that suite. Besides Mama Kelsey. She's pretty chill.
Well, sure. I can't decide if I want to go. I can't decide if I want to go who I think is actually going to win or who is definitely the better team. Because the 49ers are definitely the better team, but I think the NFL is kind of scripted. And so this will. Either way, it's a great story.
Yeah, that is true.
Either way, I'm going to be very. Okay, cool. And then let's do whatever. Like, after the game's over, it's going to be like, oh, 49ers won. Or, oh, Chiefs won. Like, okay, great. Like, I really don't care that much. I am I'm excited to watch it and everything. I'm kind of hoping I'm wrong with my pick, just because if I am wrong, then it does kind of prove that the NFL isn't as scripted as we think it is.
Yeah.
Or, you know, seems to be.
Wow.
So
gonna make the wrong pick. Too.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Last time it was y'all versus me. Y'all won. So
yeah, we picked the Chiefs over.
It'll probably happen again.
Yeah.
It'll probably happen again. But yeah, I can't stand that.
I know we all picked Buffalo.
Two weeks ago
we picked Chiefs. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you were so for sure about the Ravens. They sucked. Shut down. I told y'all. Lamar Jackson was going to choke. I told you. Called it. But, okay, those picks are locked in.
Penciled in.
This is a pen. This is a pen.
That's true.
This is ink. This is an ink pen, Micah. Okay, well, I'm going to... What was that?
Something outside.
Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, that window's open. If there's like a... Can you hear like a constant kind of... Water
no, you
noise.
You shouldn't be able to hear all that. I can barely hear it.
Okay.
Through my ears.
Sarah just walked in and flipped me off. Anywho, the window's open and the pool's out back. So, okay, Marvin, I'll let you get back to your working and
duties.
whatever you're doing.
Alrighty.
Hey, also, quick question. I took a screenshot while you were on the excavator. Can I post that on Instagram for this episode?
Sure.
Cool. All right. Well, I will talk to you later.
Alrighty. All right. I'll see y'all.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Didn't tell me I love you. What do you think about calling two more people?
Who?
Nathan just to get his pick on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then my buddy Bryce, who's a giant 49ers fan.
Oh, okay.
Let's call Nathan first. Probably.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm at work.
Okay. You got just a second? Me and Mike are recording the podcast, and we're doing pick'ems for the Super Bowl.
Okay, I got you.
So, me and Marvin took Kansas City, and Micah has the 49ers. Who you got?
Yes. I'm going 49ers to ruin Taylor Swift's year.
Hey, man, that was the only reason for picking them, too.
That's don't fair. Tell Sarah.
Ah, she's aware. I don't think she's actually rooting for her, surprisingly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Texas Tech guy, obviously, so it's hard to root against Patrick, but I've had enough.
Sure. Enough yeah. No, dramas. I get that. That's one of the reasons I pick Kansas City is because, well, if I'm right, great. But also, the NFL is rigged. If I'm wrong, great. We know that the NFL is slightly less rigged than I thought. So.
Yeah, it's either way. I can be happy with the outcome. I can kind of play it either way. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah. Patrick Mahomes won, go Texas Tech. But even as a Cowboys fan, I'm like, it'd be cool to see Brock Purdy be Mr. Irrelevant, Super Bowl champ.
It'd be cool, yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Debo, all
George
them,
Kittle.
Those guys. Yeah, all those guys getting rings would be cool.
And that's what I said. I was like, I think the Chiefs are going to win just because it's scripted and blah, blah, blah. But I think the 49ers are definitely the better team. I think if these two teams played exhibition games, you know, they played 10 of them. I think the 49ers are probably winning 8 of them.
Right.
I mean, I think they're just much, much more talented.
I will say what would make it awesome for Patrick Mahomes is going from 2 seasons without Tyreek Hill winning them both.
Yeah.
With just absolute plumbers on his team.
Yeah, that like would be pretty insane.
Part-time NFL wide receivers.
Yeah, they got to pick up a morning paper route so that way they can make ends meet kind of deal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, their receiving core is pretty garbage.
Yeah. But it's impressively bad.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's impressively bad. I don't know. I think either way it's going to be a good game. I don't really think it's going to be a blowout unless like Mahomes gets hurt or something early. I think it's going to be a good game, and I think it's probably going to come down to probably a touchdown. I give it a touchdown. I don't think it's going to come down to like a last second field goal or something. I think it's going to come down. The score is going to be divided by a touchdown, but I think it's really going to be like a turnover in the fourth is really going to set the game apart.
I'll even put a score. I'll go 34-17 Niners.
That's what I should have asked Marvin for a score.
I don't know if I can put a score on it, but
let me.
Yeah. I got to get back to work, boys.
You're good. Tomorrow. All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. See you soon. Love you, bro.
Okay. That was Nathan. All right. Let me see if I can get
wrangle up this other boy.
Let me see. Do you want to put a score on the game?
Sure. I guess I will.
Which is the score?
Yeah, give me a second. Let's go 24 Niners.
The Chiefs are going to do.
Yeah.
I know.
I think Nathan's right.
17?
I think 2 touchdowns and a field goal for
17 for the Chiefs?
Yeah, for the Chiefs.
That's probably pretty good. Yeah, I mean.
The other score that I see is straight up 3 touchdowns.
Just 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to lock in 17.
Okay. I'm going to go 31. 31 Chiefs. 24. I'm going to go 31 Chiefs, 24 49ers. That's my scoring prediction. Yeah, sure. I text Marvin to see if he'll give us a scoring prediction. Hopefully he does. If not, oh well. I don't know if he can even, Bears can talk right now, but I'd love it if he could pick up because he's a big 49ers fan. I'm going to give him a call real quick.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
My mom's why. What's up?
Hey, you got just a second to talk. Me and Micah are recording the podcast, and I wanted to get your input on the big game on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Give me a second.
That was an atrocious sound.
What's up?
Pretty much just wanted to get your pick 'em and a score if you got one.
Well, my pick on the score, I'm going 20-24.
Chiefs, right?
No, Niners. What do you think this is?
24-20, 49ers. I got it locked in.
We get the revenge.
That's a good score. Micah got the 49ers for 24-17. Nathan's got the 49ers 34-17. I have the Chiefs for 31-24, and I haven't heard back from Marvin on his. He's got the Chiefs, but he doesn't have, I haven't got a score from him. But I think it's going to be a good game for sure.
Listen, their Chiefs defense is the best it's ever been, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I shouldn't have given the Chiefs 34 points, but or 31 points. But still, I think it's going to be a good game.
Hey, yeah, if they don't, you know, eat some Butterfingers before the game like they've been doing all season.
Yeah, no kidding. Somebody's going to have a slip-up and something. I just really hope Travis Kelce, like, drops a ball in the end zone.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this, though. If the Chiefs win, it's scripted, and I will put money on the fact that Travis Kelce is proposing to Taylor Swift.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That has been the consensus, is that the NFL is probably scripted if Casey, especially if they blow him out. But if they if they win by a good amount. Or even
we're gonna see some questionable calls.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
yeah. I'm pretty sure the referee crew is also a crew that like favors underdogs historically.
Checks out. The I don't know. It's gonna be where is? Oh, it's in Vegas. That's right. It's in Vegas.
You already heard that there's one controversy, right?
What's that?
So the Chiefs got the Raiders practice facility as their practice field.
Yeah.
And the 49ers got UNLV or whatever their college team is.
Yeah.
Well, they have a whole grading system for fields.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders practice system is at least a 70. And the field the 49ers got is a 50 on a good day.
Yeah, I did see that. Which, I mean, I thought the Las Vegas University or whatever that college is. I know which one it is. I thought they played in a dome on turf.
Yeah, it's all practice field. They don't practice on their actual fields.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Woof. Do you see a lot of the Raiders fans are all pissed because the Chiefs got their home locker room and they like for the Super Bowl, they did like a big like wrap around or whatever, you know, it says Kansas City Chiefs and like with the Super Bowl logo and all that jazz, and the Raiders fans are just all mad, you know, because they're division rivals and everything.
Listen, Kansas City's just pulling Eli Manning and write like Eli did on the Cowboys' new locker room. He wrote the first win in there.
Yeah,
on the wall.
Yeah, that was rough.
Bro, you know, and speaking of fields and stuff, you know what's stupid? How are they going to have the World Cup at MetLife where that field's known for tearing ACLs and they're going to put the most expensive ACLs on the field for soccer?
Yeah. I mean, I have to imagine they're bringing in grass for that, but, well, that field is grass. No, that field's turf. I was thinking Philly. Yeah, but still, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was such a bad idea. And it's like, who cares? Like, It's in New Jersey.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Dallas, at least, you got a lot of people that are really into soccer. We're right on the border of Mexico.
There are a lot of soccer people down here, for sure. That's like having it in Detroit. Why would you have it in Detroit? Like, nobody plays soccer in Detroit.
Yeah. That's a concrete jungle. There ain't no soccer fields there.
No. Not a one. Not a one soccer field.
But, all right, well, I got to get back to it.
All right, good deal. All right, well, we will talk to you later.
All right, see you, man.
All right, love you, bye. That went pretty well.
Yeah, that's all the pick'ems. Plus a couple extras.
Yeah, no kidding. I'll
So now I'm on the strong side.
You're on the strong side. Nathan, or Bryce broke the... Marvin said 35-32. Ooh, he's going with a field goal. 35-32. That's pretty close to what I got. Mm-hmm. All right. That'll be fun. Yep. Well,
I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, it's gonna be one of those things where it's like, yeah, nice. Congrats. Yep. The Cowboys aren't in it, or like there's not like a big underdog. Like you got the one seeding at the Chiefs. Like I don't, yeah.
No.
You know. That's kind of what it is, but.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll chirp at you next time.
Adios.
Peace.